We turn now to questions about the security of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal. The country is believed to have at least 60 nuclear weapons. Pakistan's leaders say the security around those weapons is foolproof. But with that recent wave of terrorist attacks, not everyone is so sure. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The critical question, really, is this. If armed extremists can raid a police commando training center, if they can lay siege to the headquarters of Pakistan's army, both of which they did within the last week, could they also infiltrate a nuclear facility? Matthew Bunn says there is cause for worry. Bunn is a Harvard professor and an expert on nuclear proliferation. He says, look at the way militants attacked, for example, the army headquarters.
They were dressed in army uniforms. They had forged identification that allowed them to get through a checkpoint. This is exactly the kind of thing one often worries about in a potential attack on a nuclear facility.
The official position of the Obama administration is there's no need to panic. Here's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton after the Army headquarters attack.
We have confidence in the Pakistani government and military's control over nuclear weapons.
Clinton added that attack is evidence that extremists are, quote, increasingly threatening the authority of the state. But she said there's no evidence they'll take over. Still, what's worrying about events this past week is the prospect that terrorists might not have to take over in Pakistan to get their hands on a nuclear weapon. Sam Faddis ran the Weapons of Mass Destruction Unit for the CIA's Counterterrorism Center until last year.
You can very well sketch out a completely plausible scenario under which Pakistan continues to be intact, but there is, in fact, a successful operation that ends up providing, if not an intact nuclear weapon, at least major components of a nuclear weapon to terrorists.
Faddis argues that the biggest potential threat is extremists already within Pakistan's military or intelligence agencies. In other words, an inside job. Another point to consider, where these recent attacks took place. The army headquarters is just outside the capital, Islamabad. The raids on police facilities were in the country's cultural capital, Lahore. Matthew Bunn of Harvard sees insurgents going out of their way to demonstrate they can operate well beyond the tribal areas along the border with Afghanistan.
That they can attack secure sites in the heartland of the country. And that, of course, is worrisome as well, because that's exactly where the nuclear weapons facilities are.
Or at least where the U.S. thinks they are. In a speech in May, CIA Director Leon Panetta admitted the agency isn't quite sure.
Obviously, we do try to understand where all of these are located. We don't have, frankly, the intelligence to know where they all are located, but we do track the Pakistanis.
And Panetta added, the Pakistanis have, quote, a pretty secure approach to protecting their weapons. Pakistani officials stressed that in recent years they've taken steps to store warheads separately from missiles and detonators and tightened background checks for workers at nuclear sites. Then again, says the ex-CIA official Sam Faddis, if you'd asked the Pakistanis last week about security at their army headquarters, they probably would have told you it's foolproof, too. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.